Fun little Pokemon fact for you, Pikachu directly translates as sparkly mouse noise. If you ever wondered where the Pokemon name comes from, Pikachu is a good example of how random they can be. Pika is from Pika Pika, which means glitter or sparkle, and Chew is from Choo Choo, the noise a mouse makes. Put them together and you have sparkly mouse noise, for some reason.
It's crazy.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today we're talking about Pokemon cards and why they're so expensive. Today I'm here with Sam and I'm going to be answering he's going to be answering some questions from me.
That's right.
Okay, Sam, how do you feel about people selling these Pokemon cards for so much online when they should keep them themselves and cherish them? Well, that's just my opinion, but what do you think?
It's a very valid opinion, I completely agree. These Pokemon cards that we've been collecting through packs, even if it's you have to get quite lucky to get one of the valuable cards. Surely you'd want to keep your achievement rather than selling it for money. But maybe with the prices of things going up in this economy, it's probably going to be better value to just make the profit where you can. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, I actually recently packed a really good Pokemon card, really rare one, and my friend was like, I'll give you £10 for this. And I was like, no, I'm going to cherish this. And he was like, but it's £10. And I was like, well, the actual feeling of opening that pack and getting that card is more important than money to me. So I actually think that, yeah, it's quite a good experience opening Pokemon cards. But
Precisely.
There's actually, apart from Pokemon cards, there's loads of different trading cards. Pokemon is the most popular, though. So,
Absolutely.
Like, do you know any other Pokemon cards? I mean, trading cards.
So I know people used to always trade, like, FIFA cards back
Yu-Gi-Oh.
In... Yu-Gi-Oh!
Match
what?
Attacks.
Oh god, Match Attacks. Yeah, that's the one. Not FIFA cards, Match Attacks. Back in the day, I had like a Match Attacks collector's book, but I have no idea where it is now. But yeah, card trading, it's a bit like gambling really, except people don't really see it like that because, you know, even if you don't get anything, there's something physical to show for it, even if it's not the high value, high CP Pokemon or anything, it's still something that physical, even if you've spent your money on it, you know?
Yeah, so, I actually managed to sell some of my Pokemon cards to my friends, and one of the ones that he wanted was one I really liked, so I said to him, yeah, you can have that, but please take care of it. So, yeah, and then I realised that, yeah, I will sell the Pokemon cards for the people who want them, but the ones I cherish and I enjoyed packing, I will not.
Exactly, you've got to keep the memories, because if you sell it, what's really the point? Because then you'll just forget about it and you won't be able to relive that memory.
Exactly, I swear, like, some guy in, like, 1999 sold his PSA 10 base set Holo Charizard for, like, £1, and today it's worth like £5,000, and he must be crying right now.
Yeah, he's having a right tantrum, I think. I mean, I think it's just fairly obvious. You don't want to sell your Pokemon cards because one day they might become rare. You might want to think about your memories. It's just they're a bit too good to miss out on.
Yeah, and I think I never really knew why Pokemon cards got popular in the first place, but I think it had something to do with the games. I mean, they are fun and all, but like sometimes they can get quite repetitive, which is why I really like Legend Arceus, because it was an open world game and it was quite different to the normal Pokemon experience. And I think that they should make a whole Arceus series, which would be really cool, but they skipped it out because now they're making a new set called Scarlet and Violet.
Oh, I've seen this.
And it's going to keep going. It's a legacy. It's not a one-off thing. We've seen that. It's been going since 1999. So how long do you think it's going to go for?
I mean, the loop seems to be showing no signs of slowing down. I think it could go on for many years in the future. But I know as more things become digital, maybe Pokemon cards might start selling less. I don't know. I don't know how.
Yeah, I mean, there is that online app, which isn't quite as good. I think
Pokemon
the experience.
TCG?
Yeah, Pokemon TCG Online, but I don't think it's quite as good because you can share the experience with friends. That's a topic that I'd like to touch on, like the collectors thing. Yeah, sure, adults do that, but it really applies to the kids because you have like friends. I remember like when I was like 5, I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh in like the playground with my friends, and it was so much fun.
What is Yu-Gi-Oh? Explain to me more about Yu-Gi-Oh, because I've heard of it, but I can't actually remember what it is.
I've never actually watched the show. There's like a TV show. It's like an anime.
Sounds like an anime,
And it's like this guy, and then he battles with cards, and he's the guy who goes, it's time to do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, and it's a really cool... But yeah, I think this will wrap up today's episode, guys, so...
Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.